listeners. You are listening to a mini episode of That's Entertainment. I'm your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone. I'm coming to you here in July 2024, right in the middle of the seventh month of the year. Can you believe it? Usually, when it's this hot, I'm taking a break from podcasting, but I make an exception when the TV Academy releases its nominations for the Primetime Emmy Awards, and that's what just happened, and I thought I'd share some quick reactions, and Aunt Beth relayed some as well. Yes, my excuse me, that coughing was not in reaction to the Emmys. That was just it was just my body warning me that it needs more water, or my throat specifically, and I will get on that very soon. Okay, so anyway, now I have the hiccups. Well, this'll be fun. Anyway, yeah, so, as per tradition for most mini-episodes, it's just me on the microphone, but Aunt Beth is very much here in spirit, my co-host, my trusty co-host, Aunt Beth. She loves the Emmys just as much as I do. I think that's fair to say. And she checked in on the nominations as well. I'm recording this on the day, just like 5 hours after they were announced, Wednesday the 17th. But this is probably arriving in your podcast feeds on the weekend, so you've had a few days to digest them. So if you're being like, oh my god, Jeff and Aunt Beth, they're coming in way too hot, well, just keep in mind, we didn't sleep on it. But anyway, so, The Bear is looking good, The Crown's got a bunch of noms, so does Morning Show, Shogun is a new biggie in drama series, Baby Reindeer and Lessons in Chemistry are also looking big, and Fargo as well. There's some of the limited ones. Palm Royale is a decent showing for a comedy series. Anyway, you can go to Wikipedia or Emmys.com or Deadline or Variety to read the full list. Go to Emmys.com to see the fullest list, where you can go, you know, even on the deepest categories, like, you know, if you want to know who's nominated for picture editing for a structured reality or competition program, you got to go to Emmys.com. Wikipedia.org isn't going to tell you that. It's not going to tell you that Queer Eye and Top Chef are nominated for outstanding picture editing, you know, or what else? Let's see. If you wanted to know that who's nominated for commercial, best commercial, you got to know, hey, Apple iPhone has multiple nominations in that category. So does Sandy Hook Promise. Wow, taking it, getting really serious there. And also getting really, we got a couple of Super Bowl commercials here. We got the Like a Good Neighbor one with, I think that's the one with Arnold. And we've got the Michael Cerevay, which I believe was directed by Tim and Eric, or maybe just one of them. But anyway, yeah, I haven't dug too deeply into the more niche categories yet. But anyway, yeah, so I've been watching reading some Vulture's coverage leading up to the nominations. They've got their awards watch section. What's the name of that email newsletter I've subscribed to? The Gold Rush. Yes, that's their newsletter for both Oscar season and Emmy season. So Joe Reed of Vulture has been following the moving and shaking as regards to Emmy nominations closely. So, and he just made his predictions, his final predictions, a few days ago, and or maybe several days ago, and I read them over the weekend. You know, so there weren't too many surprises because I've been tracking this closely. Maybe if I were following this topic more casually, I would have been more surprised, but again, probably not terribly too much, because generally the shows that are widely talked about among devoted TV fans are the shows that end up getting nominated, and that was certainly true this year. But there were a few nominations on the margins, and Aunt Beth and I both had some some nominees that we were happy to see. She relayed some of her reactions via text message to me. She said, yay for Fargo. She counted 12 nominations. Is that right? That's probably just in the major categories. It's probably got some in the... Is it nominated for picture editing? Maybe. Let's find out. Picture editing for a drama series, or wait, or do they? That's Fargo's limited series. Do they have one specifically for? Yes, they do. Picture editing for a limited anthology series or movie. Fargo is nominated, and actually, this category, the nominees look pretty similar to the outstanding limited or anthology series. The big category. What else did Empath say? She's also happy that Reservation Dogs, What We Do in the Shadows, and Welcome to Wrexham got some love. Especially two acting nominations. Does she mean two among three of those? Let's see. DeFerro Wunatai was nominated for Reservation Dogs. I think I saw Matt Berry was nominated for What We Do in the Shadows. Was that any others? Maybe. I'd have to check more closely. I was a little surprised, but what's her name? Devery Jacobs wasn't up for lead actress in a comedy. But big names ended up getting nominated there. Let's see. There's three categories where she's rooting for three or more of the nominees. In anthology, limited or anthology series, she's rooting for Fargo, Ripley, and True Detective. Drama actor, I think she meant limited series actor. Let me confirm that. Yeah, that must have been, yeah, limited series actor. She's rooting for John Hamm, Andrew Scott, and Tom Hollander. And limited series actress, she's rooting for Jodie Foster, Juno Temple, and Brie Larson. Though she did note she's probably favoring Juno in that category, and I would have to second that. What else? And she does love, and oh, do I love Cheryl Lee Ralph. That's a direct quote from Aunt Beth. She should be the announcer for every awards show. I guess, was that because she announced the nominations? I didn't watch the nomination announcement. I just read the... I just read over the report afterwards. Perhaps I should have watched it then if Cheryl Lee Ralph was announcing them. Yes, it was her and Tony Hale. So I'll watch that, even though I won't be watching it live. It'll just be worth it to hear Cheryl talk. Okay, what else do we got? So those are Aunt Beth's thoughts. What are my thoughts? Well, here's something. I didn't watch any of the nominees for Outstanding Drama Series. Not a one. I thought about watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Donald Glover is in that after all. Maybe I'll try to watch at least the first episode. Donald was also nominated for lead actor, and so was Maya Erskine. Just to sample it, you know, just to be loyal to my my community alums, and I focus more on the comedies than I do on the dramas lately. I'm looking over the drama nominees, and yeah, like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, like I wish I had more time to watch that, and Fallout, I wish I had more time to watch that as well. The other six nominees, I'm not really that interested in, and really not anti-interested in them. You just, you know, you have to pick and choose these days. That's what we always say. People who love TV, and nowadays, that's what we find ourselves saying. When I hear people say, I'm out of shows to watch, I'm like, you must be living on another planet. Because here on Earth, I have 10,000 hours backlogged. I'll think about these some more. These are just quick reactions that I wanted to share with you off the cuff. Fargo did well. I'll be rooting for that in limited or anthology series. I wish it had done a little better. I really wanted Sam Spruill to be nominated for supporting actor and Richa Morjani to be nominated for supporting actress. I thought Jennifer Jason Leigh would be nominated for supporting actress, but she did not show up. At least Juno Temple and John Hamm were nominated in the lead categories. And a bit of a surprise, Lamorne Morris. Hey, there you go, New Girl alum. He was nominated for Fargo. And he was pretty great in that, indeed. So, there's some fun nominations. And no, I don't hate any of these. None of these are making me grrr. Because just a lot of them are like, I didn't watch that show. I didn't have enough time. I might have enjoyed it if I had watched it. But anyway, so I'll try to watch at least one episode of Mr. and Mrs. Smith before the actual Emmy ceremony. And that'll be happening on September 15th. And it'll be on ABC this year. Or this fall, I should say, because we had an earlier Emmys ceremony, of course. The delayed Emmys aired in this past January. And don't forget the Creative Arts Emmy Awards, which will be held September 7th and 8th, and then probably shown on a pre-recorded version, probably the day before the primetime ceremony. That's usually how they do it. If you want to know who's winning Outstanding Picture Editing, then you got to watch that, the Creative Arts Emmys ceremony as well. Okay. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say for now. I'll be pouring over in the months to come. So if you want to share your thoughts, your Emmy nomination thoughts with us, you can email us at that'sentertainmentpodcast@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on social media. We're still on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and we're also on Patreon. You can support us there. I think you can send us a message there if you start supporting us that way. Or if you know me and or Aunt Beth personally, you know, you could always text us and say, here's what I thought of the Emmy nominations. And all right. In the meantime, keep your TV subscriptions current and your remotes handy and your eyes open.